מישהו אוכל, ואם מידר המתמריים עוד הוא מישהו אבדידון, נא בהר תחולו, דס לגבי הינסח. So in other words, the kele in which Yainesach is kept, so then, in order to kashre, so that we could fill it up with Yain Mudeach, so how do we kashre that chobies? By pouring hot water in the chobies, in that kele. So, Aume, that means it's considered like a bole, Aume, Yiru, Kibruvish, the Yochei Lachshire El Biyo, ואין יש לי דבני דמייר בירו ומדיקניה, הוסם רבי סינגר, הוריץ לטר מיד מגיעו בריתכם, או יחילתם מזי סין ואכלותם אלה בירו. So there's the Gemara that from Zayin Tzochen, אכלותם means מוגרושים על גבי קמא. מיר ראים שום שעוד בוי, תלחם ודבורים מייקר ביין נסח, so that's what takes this in Shabbos says. No ראיה from that. Because there the Gemara is referenced to the kill of Yain Esach. Does one keep hot Yain in Kele? Who keeps hot Yain in Kele? So it's called Yain. But, because it's kovush for a long time, so then it's Mavriya in the Kele, even though it's in it, because it was kovush. But since the Briya took place not for hot, but for Tzenen, so then you, even if it's not for the Rishon, but the heat of Yiru is capable of extracting the Briya for Kovush B'Tzeinu. But to Kasha, according to Ramtam, you can Kasha a Kele pot with which Dvorim Asurim were cooked. Let's say somebody buys a pot from Goy, and the Goy is a second hand, it's a Jewish honor, and the Goy cooked all kinds of Dvorim Asurim in that pot. So, according to Ramtam, you don't have to get that pot in boiling water and fire. You can just boil water and then pour the hot water out of that pot and it will kasher the pot. Because Yiru is Kikurish. But yes?
The Ram mentions that if you study Yiru is Kikurish, you couldn't do Hagalah. You couldn't do Hagalah.
Yeah, thesis will also say the same thing. It's thesis here in that Tzadikot. Also, he says, in Rayon Shom, in Mishabon, the Hamad Vorim make of Yain Nesach, she make Mishal Shom, the Chilkin, the Mizei Simash Mahtu Tzinen, the Chalkin, the Chale, the Chalabosa, the Chil, the Chiniru, the Shiyomi, the Israelis, the Nidu, the Anochen, the Gas, the Gas, what we do, let's say, the Shukin before Pesach. So we change the water every 24 hours, you know, we want to kasha, because it's focused for Pesach. So how do we kasha it? So we soak them, let's say you fill up, let's say left up, with cold water, and we soak the kelim, the glassware, for 24 hours. Then at the end of 24 hours, we let out this water and we fill it up with hot water for another 24 hours. Then again, we let out the water and then we fill it up with new water for another 24 hours. You couldn't, so that's the way it is done. So that is, some Rishani mentioned that Rigabi Pesach. That's the meaning of cold soil. But Gemara doesn't mention it Rigabi Pesach. What does the Gemara mention? Yodin Yomim, that's called Yodin Yomim. Gemara mentioned it Rigabi Yomim. But if something is cooked, say, the Vosa is cooked, you cannot kasher it by Yodin Yomim. Ever hear that? If the pot in the Rosa was cooked, so all you have to do that you fill it up with cold water, and then at the end of 24 hours you change the water again and again, three times, so kasher, you can kasher. But by Yain Nesach, a kilo of Yain Nesach, since the Briya took place between it, so then we are making it. We are making it. That how the year will give you. So maybe it's no raya to Ramtam Shiki. Maybe Yiru is not Kikurishi. The reason is why Yiru is affected by Kilo Yain Nesach, because that's B'Tzeinen, so the Bliya would be Meretes. So Meire, just as Yiru Gnu Yomim is affected to Kasheret, So Iru, Kamigurishin is also affected. But something that really can was a judicial manipulation, so it has to be captured by dumping it in boiling water on fire. What is it? Gabi glassware. Not on Pyrex. I don't know. Because Pyrex was used. I don't think that anyone is smart here to kasher Pyrex dishes for Pesach by Yehudi Yom. We the Shmuel mentions that Ligabe glassware, and Shmuel didn't speak of Pyrex. So what kind of Itashmish was he used in glassware? Ew. But cold. I mean, cold, not hot too. Sometimes you have, let's say, a cereal, let's say, and you pour it, it's hot. And sometimes you pour it in a glass, so you can kasher it for you. Machine chain, Pyrex, that was used, mamish on fire, and provision. So then you know, it's not affected. So he says, finish your own slaves. Vindigu, Danoch and the gas, that's the press. She called the Yonim and Hanim, she only saw him. The time he should be Yai Nesach, he needs to be a cloud. Hello, she is near the loud to him. But from the time he tears, she be great, and this is obvious. She hold up Yai Nesach, only half from it's a zero, it's a zero, this is obvious. אבל פי שכבר היו בשני מיד כששיר ובחוגס ונופו על כל צידי החוגס אלו מתנשני שאית פרום מצד זה לצד זה so he says even רב נתן this is במק רב נתן mentions the ראי from the ISF the tourist religion so the other shiri say it's no ראי because the ISF is the tzener So maybe the Chachamim no major. But one of the things that Chavon Tam equates Yai Nesach with Boron Kelim Asurim that became contaminated through Chamim. So he said, even Chavon Tam realizes that there is a distinction between Kelim of Yai Nesach where it's Oser because of special Chumre, so maybe we can kasher it with certain lenient ways but when Sakila becomes contaminated through Hamim, then this kind of Herrscher is not effective. Because Ramatam Shite is the theory is good relation. So when does Ramatam say here is good relation? If Imamish pours hot water from a relation, let's say Tikato, that boiled, then he takes off the ticket from the stove and he pours it on the plate. So then it's zero from the flesh. But suppose Yai Nesach, the kilo of Yai Nesach is kasher. You pour hot water into a kilo. And then the water is very little. So it doesn't fill up all the corners of the kilo. So there is some water that fills up one corner, but not the other three corners. It doesn't have a lot of water. So Tom says, to kasher a kilo of Yai Nesach, you don't have to pour water from the clarition in every spot. You can pour water on one spot. Then you want to kasher the other spot, so you turn it. So the water that was dropped originally at this spot, when you pick it up, so it moves to the other corner. But once it dropped this spot, it's a klesheni already. So how can you kasher the other corner by turning the kettle and spreading it out in the other corner? So then you are in effect ma'aref am klesheni, not am klesheni. So in other kelim asurim, let's say a kelim that became contaminated, because of Bishlof in the Rosa, you will not be able to kasher it. That way, then you have to kasher it according to Rav Netan by pouring hot water from the Galician at every spot, but you couldn't pour in one spot and then keep on pouring from spot to spot. So then the bulk of the kele, you will be nare from the Klisheni, not from the tradition. But by Yai Nesach, by Kill of Yai Nesach, since the Bria took place only Futsenen, so we are making. So even Rabbi Netam realizes that Yai Nesach is different than the Kehle that became Osar Pocham. So Melech certainly no Raya to Rabbi Netam Shite. So the question is, so how does Rabbi Netam mention this right? So what Thesis means is that Rabbi Netam mentioned that only as he sleep, but it's not a real raya. Rabbi Netam understands that that's not a real raya. So he says, Rabbi Netam hiti lishpei reitchus rachovies uliay nes olofim tzatzev tzatzev aber fish vohoi doch nishen miyad ki yeshev from the chovies vol nofu al kol tzidei chovies el mit nishen yeshev from it tzazoi atze ba'afil iro mit levish leke u mit levish leke u mikom lokei also he says iro hui tot levish bot rab netam shite is iro hui tot levish nishor isurim כמו ישכח הוא מה שכוסה בסדר של פסח המסביל עד ירדם מטורטום אחר סקורס מולהם בקושני שמשהם כשפרים ממסר בהם כך שפרים ריתכם עליהם עבר המתם דלסת לכל כלים שבאילום מהן יש פי חסרי תכון דיות ודרש now the python says I don't know whether it's now a python because I don't see Piet, so I can. So anyway, so the Piet says that you can only be Yare, the Kelim for Pesach, and upon Kelim that became Osar for Yiklishen. In other words, let's say like a plate. So how was it established be Yisrael during the year for Chometz in Yiklishen? So then you can be mad on them. Okay. Or forks, knives, I mean, regular knives, forks. You don't use them anyway in a tradition, only Klisheni. So ill is effective according to the pipe. Mashinke, and something that was used in the tradition and the part, so ill is not effective. That's the halacha, we pass like the pipe, not like Rabbi Tam. But Rabbi Tam Shiti is that even a pot in which chometz, let's say, was cooked during the year, you can cash out for Pesach, let's say, a pot in which you cooked during the year, siren, chometz, provision. So according to Rabbi Tam, it's not the halacha, because we don't pass like that. So according to Rabbi Tam, you don't have to dump that pot in a bigger pot of boiling water, but you just have to boil water in the pot and then pour upon the cereal pot. But the Python says no, you can only kasher the klisheni of chometz by pouring hot water from a klisheni. But the klisheni of chometz you cannot kasher. So the Rabbi Tam is chilek on the pipe. So he says, in the Rabbi Tam the lesson, the whole kingdom should be able to manage the Pasreikhu, the year of the tradition, but we don't pass the right, like Ramadan. Because of Rabbi Shmuel, may the Mahani year of the tradition is a cause, who shall kingdom should be able to learn and then, he chyeh lehi some chorus of kelim, shehuch nesu kulam nesich tradition, umoh nesur mikol tzad, bichovei beakli, linye shiuch ala harzo lach nisam, בשיחיל פסוק די לא מרותוכים של היתר כי בדיקאים לא כשמואל ואומר את התוי בבא ואין המבא של אלו את המבניקים so in other words, you see, שיהיה את רשפם is arguing נניח, like you are because the רשפם הוא שיטה so here the רשפם is saying the same thing that the Ram says but even though from the point of view of the רשפם it isn't even necessary to say that because from the point of view of Rabbi Shmuel, so Yehud's Klisheni, how can you kasher a Klisheni through a Klisheni? I mean, that's it.
still considered. But Rabbi Rabshbam says to Rabbanan, for argument's sake, I'll assume with you, I'll agree with you, for argument's sake, that Iro is Keklerishin, because Iro is from Keklerishin is Mavliya Bekruf. But you yourself are made that while Iro is Keklerishin and is Mavliya Bekulei, but Bishul is only takes place in the periphery. Can you agree? You yourself agree? Because there's the Gemara in Pshachim. There's the Gemara in Pshachim that according to Shmuel Tatoi Baba, so if hot milk is spilled over a cold piece of meat, so long he has to peel off the periphery of the meat and the rest of the meat can eat. So even though Iru is Mavliya Bekulei, but Mivashel, it's not Mivashel Bekulei. It's only Mivashel, the periphery. So Mila Abbas Becholov, so since the periphery itself is not also Midraise, because the Abish also Teho, so Mila, the rest of the Chatichai is even Mutam the Rabban, the Korban. So Rashbam says to Rabbanan, I'll assume, like, for argument's sake, I'll agree with you that Iru is Keklerishin and it's Mavliya Bekulei, but Mivashel it is only Keklerishin. So Mele, how can you pass in that the Kele which the Chomets of Barisa was cooked on fire, Kol HaShono, you can kasher it by pouring hot water from the Keklerishin upon that Kele. But after all, you have to apply that kind of hechsher that is similar to the way it was became Mosa. If it became Mosa, the Klevishin became Mosa through Iblin, the Klevishin, where there was a process of Bishul, and then you are applying a method that does not involve Bishul in the whole Hatiche, just in the periphery. So that's not an effective way of being machshir. So this is what the Rashbam says. Because Rabbi Shmuel, Nei di ma'ani yiru, hotchi mikvedish ha'sich kola shishol kelim, shterach la'arz ben yukhiri leis and kiris yukhirim, shirachnus kola shishol kelish, numol nisuri mikotzad v'choli v'akli, v'nishiyuch la'arz al-akhnis ha'musichil pesudirom l'ochotosim, shaleta, kibli kaimon kishmuel d'avata toi gaba, v'nivash l'akli klipe, v'imo yun mefoshin, and that's the sheet of that rishin, v'imo yun mefoshin, v'imo kiklirish ligamre, v'mivash l'yisam v'klipe, ומאי דום השמואל בין מבשל על תחליפה זה דווקא בשני דבורים ניביישים שנגן זה בזה ואפילו דברך כמנות הפנרית ועשילס שאיסי ראית פעינית מהירו שערי ניפסקו אבל הירו שאין כך הכלי רישן ניפסק איז מבשל לגמרי and there is such a shit so shit they agree with the shit is Rabbanan that the theorist got the rishin not the way Rabbanan says here the rishin but Bishul is only Mevashel the Klipe, and the rest of the Chatiche is just Bliya Metes, but not Bishul. No, the Arishenim will agree with Rabbi Tam, the Tiris Gedrish Mamesh, as Mevashel, the whole Chatiche, the whole Chatiche. But the Gemara in Pesachim that says that if hot milk is spilled over a cold piece of meat, all you have to do is to peel off the periphery, the clipping, and then eat the rest of the meat. Has reference to a keluach hanipsak, but it doesn't have reference to keluach shein nipsak. The ill keluach shein nipsak. So everybody is made there. Shmuel is also made there. That the whole chaticha becomes also. There are some rishonim who say that, but this is just Rabbi Natan doesn't say that. So we can answer the kasha that Rashbam asked against Rabbanan. Naniach, like you, but still, how can you kasha it? So, but מה שמתם שיברית עליהן, הוא עכשיו אמר, אפילו מקורא שניס מסיך, הסיר ואיופס, הוא תיק שנם מה שפרה שלו, מגלושנו גבי, כן אחרי חפות המחלה, ומבשל כיפה, דיקל מימן ובשל לגמרי, כי פרשתי, פרשתי בקוס דגמורים פסוחים, of Halito has reference to a Kiruach, to Kiruach Shein and Nifzak, Mashein Kim Gimorim Pshochim of Shmuel, only the Kripe has reference to Kiruach HaNifzak. So it's a difference. Mi Rav Netam lo Yosef Akein, mi di Yisrach lo Neim Adirin Nivashal ki the Kripe, Mishum Kushin Tatoi Baba. So that's in other words, so you have several things. Vim Tema, Hodit Nam, Bifering, Chobyes, כל שבו בחמנו לשבש, שיר לי שבחם בשבש, וכל שבו בחמנו לשבש, מדיח לי שבחם בשבש, חוץ מלחיוש וכולי לספרונים, ואירו כלבישן המדיחים, so that we have the thesis that from the test, we learned it. So here he says the same thing, ויש לי להחוסם בחלשיני מהר, that we will have it in thesis, in the cure that from the test, בחלשיני מהר, בפלוח המדירים, אין שירים, בפלוח המדירים, אין, שאירים לאי, משמדר זה כמו ואשר. So that's one lotion thesis, that on a test, in Shabbos, that even though Kusheni is not כמו ואשר, but, מלרבונו נצמר זה כמו ואשר. משמדר זה כמו ואשר. וניתומו לי דאבלי, ותאב לי נוי הלאות, so, נשאור ופרקיר לי את מסיך הקור, מסיך התמתך, תעשוי. So, תאב לי is different, so then it's, there is no issue that רבונו נצמר זה כמו ואשר. Only the food itself, there is a nisa of Melzgen Vashel, but not in his bias. Dasuim limasik, esagdeiro, beloi Melzgen Vashel, inamu rabuse, that's the other Russian intention that one test. Madiche datu adoch osa vulech yoshe bikul yisastan. All right, so these are all the things. I just want quickly to run over the Yerushalme, the Frabiyeni and Frabiyesi Babu. There is something very interesting in the Yerushalme. Yerushalmi, Halochei. Mao ritin tabu no mato v'laris alim emayu. Rabbeinu omar oser, v'yiru kikul vishnu. Chaylid Rabbeinu nado, echot shebishel bein, echot shiru lisich lisich. Omar Rabbein si tamon, kvei cheres v'leya, tablin in mizbashli, hosib Rabbein si, b'rabun, v'otame abduch necheshes kei, istuach l'meimach necheshes, Leah, all right. That piece of the Yerushalmi, so this is quoted, but then there is a hemshech. Maul aris nakaluach. So the Bereishis says, what the Abaye? Maul aris nakaluach. Kleima hakiruach sheirit nagdeiro. Maul choshu. Im kiklirishni uloi. Omar Abhananye Breder Avilel Machlekes Rabbeinu et Rabbeisi. So what kind of a question is it? Gemara already mentioned that there is a Machlekes between Rabbeinu and Rabbeisi. Rabbeisi Stam, not Rabbeisi Barabun. As to whether Yehu is good tradition or Yehu is not good tradition. So now the Gemara asked Rabbeinu, how about Kiruach from the tradition? So Abhananye says, that's still in the same machlekes, Rabbeinu and Rabbeisi. Big Chiddush, Michael Mashmona. Just repeating them the same thing. Of course, that's the Shaila. What else? What kind of a Shaila? Rav Hananya had to be Mechadesh, that's obvious. What's Kiruach Foundation? That's Zero Foundation. So what's the Pshat? And no one asked the Kashan. But I think it's very simple. You have two kinds of Eruli. Let's say a Niru, you take a kettle of water, hot water, and you pour it, let's say, when you kasha a sink for Pesach, you boil water, I'm sure your mother does it that way, So she boils water, and then she pours the hot water from the kettle upon the sink, every spot of the sink. So then the hot kettle, or you just turn over a hot pot, not a kettle, you turn it over, so upon the sink. So then the declaration is in the avir of the kishen. But when you, let's say, you allow to fill up a dishwasher or washing machine, so you connect a pipe to the sink, and then it's filled up, the dishwasher is filled up with water. So then you don't have the declaration in the avir. Of the kishen. Through the pipe or when you turn on the faucet, the hot faucet. So you have in a tank in the basement, you have a tank, so it might be, so many yards away, the tank in the basement. You are maybe on the 34th floor, and then you turn on the faucet, the hot faucet. So then, through long, big pipes, the water, the hot water from the tank goes to, do you have the tank turned over above the sink? You don't have it. So the machlekes between Rabbein and Rabbeisi is in regard to you. In the usual way, you know, when you take a pot with hot water and you turn it over on the plate and the table. So you have the condition, mamish somuch to the cliche in the avia. It doesn't touch it, but it's above it. Now the Yerushalmi is another question. The way it is in the hot faucet is that maybe even Rabbi Yehuda, who says, yo, condition, that's only shayach, when the condition is mamish somuch to the cliche. You spill out the water from the pot, you pour out the water from the pot as you turn over the pot above the plate. That's Kiglevish. But when you turn on the hot faucet, you're on the 34th floor, and it's a Geluach Shein Nifzak, true, it's a Geluach. It comes out in the form of a jet, not in the oven, but still, it has to come in a haki. Maybe in such a case, it's not Kiglevish. It's an extension of this halacha. So that's the Abaye. So Rav Hananya is mechadesh, that according to Rav Yehuda, the theoretical declaration, it doesn't make any difference whether it is somuch or it is a mile away. Suppose you have a big pipe, but as long as the water flows in the form of a jet without any exit, without any interruption, so it's also a question that's a bit finished. We couldn't say it in Tzachas Vare. That's the pshat in Yerushalayim. All right.